You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Rich Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
Hey, Race Wars. I'm here with Frank Conniff, and we're waiting for Sherrod to show up. It's like, what is this, John? Like a bonus episode? Or are we putting this like away to...
I think we should do bonus. People have been liking the bonus episode so far.
They do like it. And Frank Conniff is a good guest to get. I've been wanting to get him for a while. Do you know Frank Conniff?
No.
From Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, dude, I love that show.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What was your character's name again?
TV's Frank.
TV's
which
Frank.
Everybody still calls me to this day.
And I always thought you were like wearing a... I didn't realize your hair was the genuine
That's
white.
My
I thought
real
it was an
hair.
Effect of the show.
It was my real hair. And, you know, people who see me now that know me from years ago say, hey, you look just the same. And I'm like, yeah, that's because I always looked old.
You were always Jor-El.
Yes.
Well, you know what I know you from, dude, was when they did a remake of Make Me Laugh.
Oh,
like
right.
In the 90s or something?
Yeah, with and the host of mine was the late, much-missed Ken Ober.
Kent Ober, yeah. Ken Ober was the, he's a good guy, too.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
I always liked him because he wanted to hire me on Tough Crowd back when they had it.
Oh.
And then they overruled me and hired this other guy. But he actually, like, I think called me or something to tell me, like, which nobody does that.
Yeah, I know.
Like, your submission. But dude, yours was my favorite. I don't remember if you made the guy laugh or not.
I did.
Was it the song? Was it the Frank Conniff theme music?
I sang. I had a song I used to do in my act called Michael Landon's Legacy of Love.
Oh, right.
And I sang it. And the thing about it that really worked well was I went up and I did my thing and I sang it. And then my time was up. And so I went back to sit. And then when, you know, and a couple more comics went up. And then, you know, it was a commercial. And they came back for my next turn. And then I just started the song exactly where I had left off. So,
yeah. But, I remember Mike, it came in real strong, right? You know, Michael Landon.
Yeah. But that wasn't what made someone laugh. I think what made someone laugh was I was talking about my spirituality and how it was to set up for another joke, but it was I said my spirituality is based on porn, and that
right.
that made them laugh.
So wait, do you do stand up a lot, or what's your main?
I do a lot of stand up. I've made my living mainly writing for TV shows. You know,
right.
The last show I was on was the Kamel Bell Show.
Because you're a political guy, which we'll get into.
Yeah,
I've the fuck up.
And I work with John Fugelsang on his show on Current TV, and you know I've written on a bunch of shows, but lately I've been I've always done stand-up. And lately, Trace Beaulieu, who's also from Mystery Science Theater, he and I have been going out and doing like live movie riffing shows. We just did a show in Chicago this past weekend.
Oh, yeah?
And it went great. And we're going to do San Francisco Sketch Fest, and we're doing the Alamo Draft House in Denver in a few weeks. So we're really into doing that. That's really fun.
That's cool, man. That's all the kind of shit I try to see if I'm like doing a festival. Like I'll try to do those kind of, like any show that I liked before I was like a comic or I went to see Dr. Katz live.
Oh, yeah.
The Moon Tower.
Oh, I bet that was great.
Dude, he's
those people are
funny.
He's brilliant.
Well, he just did stand up first. Uh-huh. I think this was his opening joke.
Which I
can't believe he opened with it, but he goes, rape is a terrible crime, or he goes, date rape is a terrible crime, and you know, but there's an even worse crime that I feel doesn't get talked about enough, and that's double date rape. That's twice as bad. Well, he said he opened with that to this hipster crowd. It was great watching their reaction to it. And then the other thing I like about I'm trying to remember, you were working on some talk. It was like a news report show that what's her name was telling me about. It was like you were going to be just reporting on a family every day.
Oh, yeah. Right? That was a pilot that never aired. That was called This Evening with These People. It was a show I created.
Yeah.
And it was for the Bravo Network before it went completely fashion crazy or something.
Right.
But the premise of it was we found a family in New Jersey and we filmed them.
So it was a real family?
A real family. We filmed them for like a few weeks, just like saying we're doing a documentary about your family. And then we took all the footage and presented it as a newscast that was just about this one family. Right. You know, so that the dad went, you know, to pick up something at the store that was like the opening story, right. You know, and the sports report was the kid's game at school, you know, and it was a fun thing, but it never went beyond the pilot.
How long ago was it? Because I guess Bravo.
That was 2005, I think.
Is dead after that? There's nowhere you could take it to? Or
I think they've tried to, the guy, it was this company, Stick Figure Entertainment, they tried to sell it elsewhere, but no. If it had been sold, it might have been successful and it made me happy, so it couldn't happen.
Right. Yeah, well, all those networks, man, like Bravo or I did a pilot with Annie Letterman that we had on last week.
Oh, I love Annie Letterman.
Yeah, she's funny. So yeah. She's on Girl Code, which, like, you know, she's too funny and I think old for, because it's like children that watch it.
Right, right.
And then she was working on this E! Show. And it's just like, first of all, E!, I didn't know this. Like, they have a whole thing where you cannot make a joke about the Kardashians, and
right.
Then it extends to like Kanye.
I've heard about that for years, where people were developing shows for them. They said, "We want to make fun of celebrity culture,
right?
But don't make fun of any of the celebrities that we want to be in good with."
Well, that's their whole. I mean, the whole building's built on the bloody knife that Robert Kardashian hid. You know, like that's all their money, so they can't fuck with them. But I mean, if you can talk about horseshit culture, like. That's 3/4 of your offensive capability taken away immediately.
Yeah.
Not making fun of those fucking, well, whatever. I'm not mad at them, just their fans. But Comedy Central. You still do stuff with Comedy Central?
Not in a while. You know, I don't think I've done anything with them for a gazillion years.
It's like all my fucking money.
I was with Comedy Central back when they were on the Dumont Network back in the 50s.
The Dumont Network. Now you got a political show, a Fugelsang, right?
Yeah, it's topical, political, a lot of pop culture stuff too. You know,
so I would guess you're probably left leaning, right? Because John's
I'm pretty left leaning.
How far? Like far enough that you we're into like safe spaces and shit, or only far enough
safe space.
Do you know what I mean? Like how far to the left?
I'm
or
not
far
as...
enough to the left where you meet at the right at both hating Jews.
I don't know if I'm quite there yet. I'm still trying to be in good with Jews because they control the media. And since I work in the media, you know, I need to work.
Why are
that.
People mad about that? By the way, they're doing a good job. Like, who did you want to do that?
Exactly.
Who did you want to run the banks? Not a Jew. Yeah, I don't get it. By the way, do you see how much whiter it is without Sherrod here? First of all, we didn't start out with that song I hate. Mm-hmm. And then if you look at me and Frank Conniff, it looks like I put a hologram of my father into my ice fortress.
this has turned into a show with great racial diversity.
Yeah, it's not good to have a show called Race Wars with white and whiter.
No, I think it's very diverse. Yeah, it's a white guy and a really white guy.
And a pink guy.
Yeah.
That's the best I could do because fucking Sherrod's late.
Uh-huh.
So that just diversity hire Sherrod is late once again to this show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, do you know Sherrod?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it feels weird without him, his empty chair.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how like codependent I was with Sherrod running this show until I do it. But I got to do one without him on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
And because we've been having like, we both had shit to work on, so we'll have somebody like guest fill in for the other one. So first he had Esther Koo as the guest Kurt, this Asian girl comic.
Oh, okay.
And then we had George Wallace.
Oh, really?
Yeah, George Wallace.
Wow, that's
guest,
a huge
guest
man.
Kurt. Yeah. And so now this week I'm going to have our buddy Hatem, who's an Egyptian guy, who's, I don't know what he does. I know he's got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think Hatem does? It can't be good. It's like...
I thought you knew. I thought he works at the...
No, he just shows up and he's, you know, I mean, he used to work at the Cellar.
But money?
Yeah, but he'd be driving a Jaguar around. Yeah, some kind of jihad money. I don't trust him, but he's a funny guy. And last episode... Caitlin, our news girl, had some story, like some Israel story, which do you ever have to argue with people about Israel?
I'm not knowledgeable enough. I really.
I know. Now, do you ever do this? Do you ever try to like solve that yourself, like with Wikipedia over a weekend? Like just, you know, you're like, yeah. I know a lot of people are working on it, but I just need some fresh eyes. So I'm going to see both sides of this.
Yeah. I don't know. I really have not a lot of knowledge in that.
No, but no knee jerk political leanings. Does John must have an opinion?
I feel like I'm on the side of Israel, but I know that they're very militaristic also, and sometimes fire missiles too rashly. So
I know
which we do too. So you know,
no, it's the only fucking fight where if you talk to both sides, they're both 100% right every time.
Yeah,
so that's difficult to sort through. Yeah. But my girl's Israeli, so I can't even talk to her. And I'm, by the way, so this is why I'm having Hot Tim on. Last week, Caitlin reads a story because she's kind of like, I know she just swings anti-Israel, not for any other reason than that's a lefty thing to do in her mind.
Right.
Or that's like the smarter. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Right.
But I don't like a little attitude when she reads the stories. And I'm not even an Ariel Sharon fan at all. But she's like, you know, he made some comment about how Hitler talked to that Palestinian leader to get the Holocaust going.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she was saying it like, and I actually happen to know that story about the Grand Mufti. Which is a true fucking story. Like, he wasn't wrong about that. You know, that and Hatem, is, God bless his jihadi heart, is honest about this shit. Like, all these countries, especially Palestinians, they sided with fucking Hitler in the war. Like, they kind of lost. I mean, you know, I feel bad for you, but maybe maybe don't pick Hitler.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, so I went like overboard making fun of the Palestinian cause. So now I want to have Hot Tim come in to like balance it out because he argues pretty well for that.
Because
you can't have this show unless you got a bunch of different people coming in.
I know. Well, I know that a lot of conservatives support Israel, and which is great because they have health care for all, and you can get free abortions there. The state will pay for an abortion. So
really?
I can see why conservatives are big supporters of Israel.
I'm pretty sure in the Old Testament you could get abortions, too. There's a scripture about it. If your wife cheated on you, she could drink
actually, the
temple
birth,
clay.
The birth of Christ was just a failed abortion, actually.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't go that far. I let's call it like the greatest story ever told about a rape.
Exactly. Or as they called it, Immaculate Conception.
Hey, Mary, you're pregnant. What? I was asleep. God Cosby'd Mary to bring us our Savior.
Well, that's the thing, too, is God was so revered there then, just like Cosby is now, that people couldn't believe that God would do something like that.
Yeah, well, I guess it also, too, you got to judge it by the times, you know, because I don't think consent, you know, consent, some, which I agree with the invention of, it's kind of a newer thing.
Consent.
Yeah, back then.
So you're right. Historically, it's a relatively recent development.
Yeah, like back then, if your wife, if you're like, hey, well, it's time to fuck, and your wife says, I don't feel like, you're like, did my table just say no to me? Like, they just invented that now.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
Were you raised anything?
I was raised Catholic.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Were you Irish?
Irish Catholic all the way, man. Wow. Completely.
How many kids?
Molested? Oh, you mean in the family?
Well, I assume.
It was five kids, which in my in my parents was their brothers and sisters had more, but it was four boys and one girl.
Dude, those will not pull out, these Catholics. What now? Where are you from originally?
I'm from New York City.
Okay, not from, I don't know why I thought Boston, just because.
No, because I'm so Irish.
Yeah, yeah. I was wondering.
I look Irish and maybe racist, so I must be from Boston.
You really could, if we dressed you up right, you could be like somebody's alcoholic father in like a miserable Clint Eastwood directed film.
Are they casting that, do you know?
I hope so.
Never realized how important I was, huh?
I was just saying that. I just said that before you got here. Now, it was just race wars with Kurt Metzger. with Herr Metzger.
Never realized what a vital fucking component I am.
I know.
To this white man speech.
Do you know Frank Schirotti?
Yeah, yes. We've worked together a couple of times.
Definitely.
Yeah, Frank, he's got a show with Fugelsang on Sirius too.
Yeah, what?
He's got that show with Fugelsang, John Fugelsang.
Oh, yes, yes. I did Fugelsang.
Yeah, I wasn't there the day you were there.
Yes, but, that was a good episode.
His name was always one of those wacky names to me like a
Fuglesang?
Yeah, like one of them 70s movies, like Professor Fuglesang's contrapulous contraption.
Because he has a real white person name. That's what white people have.
That is a real white person
name. From where white people come from. All y'all are just mutts.
And somehow it sounds like he's going to be a liberal when you hear his name, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think he was just forced to be a liberal because that was his name.
Yeah, because his name is a his name is a fucking scramble board on Soul Train.
Did you get look at the black life injected into this show.
Now it's a show.
Things got black.
Did you see that? I mean, I'm sure there's a less popular race wars with just two white guys.
It was public radio before I got here.
I was doing All Things Considered. And we were taking breaks to play Peruvian flute bands in between Frank's story.
I was about to do a Philip Glass concert. And then,
when we come back with Frank Connor,
So where'd you grow up, Frank? You grew up in a city?
I grew up here in New York,
Where in New York?
Upper East Side, the mean streets of the Upper East Side of Manhattan.
Now, what are you? You're not Jewish.
You're Irish.
Yeah, I'm Irish Catholic.
Yeah, it's a dirty Mick. I knew it.
You got that right, man.
I didn't even think to call him a dirty Mick.
Now, what were you doing on the West Side? The Micks had the East Side.
No, we were on the East. That's where we were. That's what I said, the Upper East Side.
Upper East Side, okay. Because y'all came in after the Germans.
Yeah.
The Germans had it first.
When I grew up in Yorkville, very German neighborhood.
So German. Pro, everybody was there, pro Nazis back during the war.
It was a hotbed of Nazi activity in the 30s.
You can see the old pictures in the neighborhood.
No kidding.
Yes, you go into the old butcheries, you can see.
Are any of those dear people still there today?
No.
Birthday's coming up.
It used to be a Nazi neighborhood, but then it got gentrified, and now it's yuppies, damn it.
Yeah, there's yuppies now. But the Jewish landlords got the Nazis out,
gentrification, that's a liberal call. You guys ever cover that?
I wouldn't talk about it that much. I was just thinking, though, that like in New York City, I don't mind the gentrification really because
it's New York.
I go to so many neighborhoods that used to be dangerous to go to. Now you can have a great brunch in.
That's one thing I hate about it. Yeah. White people walking freely through Bed-Stuy. Like they can't get mugged. That's why I still mug white people now.
Well, because really when people are mad at gentrification, we used to be mad at is fucking real estate brokers that somehow get to rename the block. Like when I used to live in the East Village, that was Alphabet fucking City. But now I live in the East Village.
When I was
2800 fucking hundred for a 5-floor walk up.
In the 70s, when I lived here, like you wouldn't, if you were a white guy like myself, you wouldn't go into the alphabets. You wouldn't go into Avenue A, Avenue B, Avenue C.
I was on C.
But if you was like a black person, a black family, church abiding family, you wouldn't go there either.
Uh-huh.
It was just a mess over there. It was heroin alley.
I went there one time. There was a great jazz club there called Slugs, which is where the great trumpeter Lee Morgan was stabbed to death in front of Slugs.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's...
If a trumpeter is stabbed to death and nobody's dead, does it make a sound?
Yeah. It goes, wah, wah, wah.
He didn't make a sound, but they reissued it, so it was fine.
My God. I was lost before I got here. I was telling you, I had no idea how codependent we had gotten.
I knew it.
I'm looking at Frank's like, what's your sign?
I know, it was very...
And then
very
the other thing...
Uncomfortable.
I remember the three things I knew Frank from, and I got nowhere to go.
That's it.
And the name of the podcast was changed to Stilted Conversation Playhouse.
Okay. Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
And it was a while that for you to get here.
Did you grow up with a bunch of siblings in the city?
No. Yes, I did. Five. I had three brothers and a sister.
Yeah, that's an Irish family.
That is.
You went to Irish, like, Catholic school?
I went to Catholic school.
I went to Catholic school as well, Bishop Lachlan in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I went to St. David's and St. Joseph's.
What they do to you?
They did.
Talk slow, look in my eyes.
No,
what they do to you in there? What they do to you?
You
and Robert De Niro.
As a Catholic kid, I have to say I was very lucky because I wasn't very attractive. So
that's not luck.
The priests.
He's the only lonely one.
And that's a
priest,
myth, too.
No, the priests were not as attracted to me as they were to some of the other kids.
But
hold my shirt while I molest this kid over.
Listen, that's the thing that they always say, but that doesn't necessarily protect you because they go after the weak ones.
Right. It's not the lookers always.
They sense like this kid...
I was strong. I was like dinner and a movie first, okay?
Okay, nice. Before you get your butt raped.
Yeah, I want to see there's a Pat O'Brien Film Festival playing, and I want to go see that.
Now, did you know any other brothers who was dipping into the boys? The Ray Donovans, if you will.
I was aware of some of them, yeah.
And you stay clear?
And you know what? Actually, I did stay. I would hear about it afterwards. And actually, some of them were not priests. They were regular just teachers at the Catholic school that I went to.
Yeah. Right. Wait, was that a thing?
But it was an all-boy Catholic school, though.
Oh, that's sexy. You know? Wait. You can't fight temptation.
You don't have
every
to
day.
Be a priest, you know.
Was that a thing before it was always in the news all the time uh-huh. and it became an old joke?
Uh-huh.
Was that a thing that everybody just kind of knew about?
I think so. I think as a kid, I knew about it but didn't quite understand it,
right.
you know, but... I think I can definitely remember that it was kind of in the air that and you would kind of question teachers. They would seem like they were gay to you, but you didn't understand enough about it to, you know what was going on.
No shit.
Yeah.
My because you know the biggest settlement for a church molestation ever made in history uh-huh. in the United States is not against Catholics, it's against Jehovah's Witnesses, my old religion.
Oh, really?
The biggest award.
That's because there were so many witnesses to it.
It was an open and shut case.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like
don't put witness in the title of your religion.
You molested in the wrong church, yeah. pal. You got to go to the Jehovah's. Yeah. I didn't see nothings down the block. The Jehovah's stop snitchings. That's the one.
Jehovah's D&D, deaf and dumb.
Well, yeah, it wasn't a guy who was like an elder or anyone in church. It was like a guy, like a layman guy.
Right.
I mean, well, we were all ministers, but it was a guy who was just in the, and so it was weird because it wasn't like an authority or like a priest necessarily. It's like just if a guy in your church did it.
Right.
But the
right.
reason they lost is because they handled it how all these fucking groups would handle it, which is it's like, all right, we don't need to go to the cops. We're going to handle this internally.
Yeah.
Right.
Protect the fucking whatever. And that's everybody's fucking instinct first.
Yeah.
I guess for
exactly.
everything.
It's so weird. It's like, why wouldn't you go to the cops first for a rape? I never, I was a Boy Scout.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure somebody got molested, but if we saw somebody get molested, we ain't gonna be like this. Okay, gather up, guys.
Well, right. you know what?
We'll solve this.
Besides the embarrassment shit, there's also
we'll give you a merit badge for asshole opening.
There's also a thing of, and it's definitely out of the fucking Bible. And I don't know, all these religions have it to a degree, but there's a thing because if you read like Old Testament shit, you know, like the laws, like if a woman's getting raped and she doesn't scream,
it's not rape.
Loud enough. Yeah, it's not rape, and she wanted it, and it could be stoned along with the rapist because they just fornicated. That's in the Christian. That's not even Muslim shit. That's Christian Bible.
Yeah, but you know what? I can think about some cases where that could work.
And I told you my favorite in my book of Bible stories. My favorite story is. Dina, it turns out, is how you say it in Jew talk. I found out from my girlfriend. But Dinah, I knew her as. She's Abraham's daughter. That went, and she would go to town to hang out with her worldly friends.
Whore! I'm sorry.
You should have stayed home in a tent and shit, you know? And this guy, Shechem.
Shechem Green?
Shechem Green. Comedian Shechem Green. No, he saw her and he liked her, so he forced her to lie down with him, which meant banging, you know? So
he pushed on the ground.
Yeah, and he stick it in. It's old fucking cave Jew shit, so maybe he held her hand or something.
Well,
having
a girl lie down with you was the sin, so even if you were just snuggling, you were...
Yeah, you could only do doggy style or stand up and fuck.
Yeah. If it was against the wall, it was fine. There was no sin involved.
Well, so the story... So it doesn't end there. He falls in love with her after this juicy rape.
It's like Luke and Laura on General Hospital?
That's a great way to put it.
I know everything.
It was like Luke and Laura. So he goes to Abraham, her father. Uh-huh. He goes, hey, you know your daughter I raped? Well, I am in love with her. And I want to marry
comes
her.
To find out.
And Abraham's like, okay, so listen, just you get circumcised because that was by the time they had that thing going.
Right.
That was Abraham. But it was just like Abraham's family. I guess they were like the first family to start chopping pieces of their dicks off, like in town.
Wow.
And he goes, but you and your family, you all get circumcised, like all the men in your house, and you can marry my daughter. So he's like, all right, fine. So they all do it. And I mean all the men in his house.
Why would all the men in his house
cause they really wanted
do something to their dick for his
book? Because Luke and Laura is a really sweet story.
Okay.
They loved
it. And they honeymooned in Sodom, which was weird.
No. Well, here's what happened.
They had the best
after
hotel.
After the operation, which was probably with a Bronze
and
Age
operations
short
were not
sword.
That advanced back then, let's face it.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, they weren't the best at it.
Even
they
if
were
you
all
had
recovering.
Obamacare, you were fucked.
No, they had a lot of recovery time. That's where that's where the twist of the story is, during their recovery time from their adult circumcisions. Her brothers were furious.
Uh-huh.
They're like, what is her sister, a fucking whore that you're gonna, you know, send her? Or no, they didn't say that. They, but they got mad and killed Shechem and his whole family while they were recovering from their day. Then Abraham
ain't
goes,
that, ain't that some shit?
And Abraham goes, what did you do? I just fixed this whole thing, and now everyone's gonna hate us for all time. Like almost like a prophetic thing about just the tribe of Israel.
Right.
And her brother's like, what is our sister, a whore to be sold to something? So yeah, at the end of the and I guess so. The two lessons I guess were, don't trust the Jews.
Right. No. I could have told you that before I opened the book.
But the one in my Bible story book, after it says all this shit, the Bible story goes, all of this could have been avoided if Dinah had not had bad associates.
Oh, man.
If this dumb bitch had just stayed home like she was supposed to. It's all on her.
That's
the end. And that, so
that's how you know a man wrote that nonsense.
Yeah.
Well, but that's how you get this shit where it's like you kind of your fault that you got fucked.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And it's still like in there to some degree where they're like, well, let's not go to the police. I mean, you see how this 9-year-old walks around. Like, they all got this thing where it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
And they're never going to let go of it because that's like just built in there, man.
Those kids in the choir were asking for it.
Yes. Those unconscious women with Bill Cosby wanted it.
Anyway, but now I remember why I brought up gentrifying because of this. So, because first of all, no blame on me. I'm the guy who has to move when the fucking neighborhood prices go up, right? So I'm not even.
Yeah, but you also.
I'm like Hugh Glass, you know? I just move around. I'm attacked by a bear. You'll see it in the upcoming film, The Revenant. But so I'm in the bodega. This is what I was talking about where like you have like a fan. Like, dude, I can't even believe this shit.
Right.
I'm at the bodega with Karen, right? Uh-huh. And this other white guy and his girlfriend come in. He's kind of young and, I don't know, hipstery, but, you know, was kind of, I don't know. They all look like hipsters to me because they're younger than me. And he's staring at me and he goes, are you Kurt Metzger? I'm like, yeah. And I was like, oh, Karen, check this out. Like, this guy's recognizing this. He goes, you live around here? Like, yeah. You know. So, like, that was pretty cool, you know? Finally getting out there, you know?
Right.
It's happening.
Where did he think you lived, though? I don't even, maybe he thought you lived in Brooklyn or something. He thought you was more of a
I don't know. I thought you. So
this place is much easier to look at you through the binoculars than that old neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, so then a couple weeks later, I'm coming home. I see a guy again. He goes, hey, Kurt, listen, man. You know any place around here I can get weed? And I'm like.
Of course you do.
Yeah, of course I do. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm like, what, am I going to give this guy my number? But then, you know, he is a fan that recognized me.
Yeah, so there can only be 2-3 people like that in the world.
Yeah, right. So I better text him if I know anything. So I go, give me a number, I'll text you. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, I had no intention to find anything. I was just like, I'll just tell him the guy moved. I just wanted to look like I would do it.
Right.
I don't fucking know. Yeah, I'm going to put my personal time in to hunt your weed down. Mm-hmm. But whatever, I want to be nice, right?
Mm-hmm. But when you run out of weed, you'll be like this, hey, dude, you have found that dude?
So I got his number. And he's like, text me about it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, guy moved, whatever. Mm-hmm. So then two nights ago, or maybe it was last night.
I hope he listens to
Saturday,
the show.
Or Saturday.
I hope he does
too, because this is fucking weird.
Well, if he's a fan of yours, he's definitely listening to this, right?
This motherfucker.
Perhaps.
I'm sitting at home getting ready to go to spot, okay? My phone rings with like a 917 number that is like, I assume that's like a booker and I missed a spot.
Right.
When I see that.
At this time of night.
And
right.
It's Saturday, so I'm like, shit, that's like $75 or whatever. Right. So I pick it up, I'm like, hello? And he goes, Kurt, this is James. I'm like, oh, shit, this is some new booker, and I don't remember his fucking name because, you know, it's always a new guy.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out where I forgot I was supposed to be. He goes, are you around? I'm like, oh, maybe it's an extra spot. Like, I'll just pick up an extra spot. You know?
He goes,
it's James. I'm like, hey, he goes, listen, I'm over by the Key Food. And when he said Key Food, I'm like, that's that fucking guy, right?
Yeah.
Because that's this grocery store. Mm-hmm. He goes, I'm over by the Key Food, and I need help moving a mattress. Down to dude, okay. So then it's like it's all coming to me now. Who this fucking is? And I was in shock. Like
I never had somebody who recognized me off something. Yeah. I mean, I help move furniture.
I want to move furniture. I'm like, I'm at work.
I don't.
I had to lie. I made up an excuse.
I wouldn't ask someone whose life I saved to help me move stuff.
I would lie to a friend.
That's like a huge thing. You know?
Yeah. I'm going to get off my... what are you, insane? Who the fuck would do that?
That is really insane.
Oh, we've spoken 3 times. Why don't I help you with some heavy labor?
This guy sounds like the real star in this relationship. He's the star.
Dude,
anyway,
who in the fuck would call you I mean, that's fucking... Dude, it didn't seem like a weird... I don't even know what the fuck he's thinking with
that. How heavy was the mattress? Did you hurt your back at all?
Oh, well, I'll have to be... I show up and it's like... Keith Robinson's there. Because here's the thing. When you get... That's just like a weird imposition. It's not stalking at all. But there's another guy that's like... I was almost like my stalker borderline on Facebook. And then I found out it was five other comics he does this with. Like, I wasn't even special. Five people he like confides his personal problems to.
I had a thing like that when I lived in Minneapolis. This guy was like this weird stalker kind of guy. And then I found out he was cheating on me with every comic in town. He was stalking everybody.
Stalking everybody, just trying to get in.
Yeah.
And you thought you were special.
I did.
Kurt, good for you.
Yeah. I was like, that's going to be my nipples made into a belt.
I've had a couple of weird fans where I thought to myself, this is the last face I'm going to see before I die.
You slowly blink yourself into eternity.
Mystery Science Theater is some pretty intense nerd shit, so you're going to get some
problems. I've had a couple, mostly really nice fans, but there's a couple of weirdos in there. You know?
No, they ain't going to be the fun, attractive Chris Hardwick nerds. They're going to be more your sub-Mike Lawrence level attractive. And Mike Lawrence, he writes on any show. If you see him,
he's a weird looking dude.
Yeah, you'll know him when you see him.
Okay,
it's like I don't even have to describe him. He's like, that must be Mike Lawrence. Mm. He's a funny comic.
Oh, he's great.
But I like him because he's a real nerd.
But he's unfuckable.
He's married. He found a girl that fucked him and married him, and he held on to her.
Good for them.
Or he wore her skin. I don't know what he did.
Nerds? Have you ever seen her yet? I do a lot of comic cons, not to brag. But I have to tell you, nerds are getting crazy pussy these days.
Yeah, but he's not a nerd. See, people mixing nerds and weirdos. Yeah. And it's a fucking difference. He's not a nerd like per se. Like, my calculations are correct. Yeah. No, he's not that. He's just a weird dude.
Yeah.
He live in a bus or a van down by the river.
Mike's an interesting.
But nerd stuff it's not nerdy anymore. It's like, it's the mainstream of popular culture now.
Yeah, it's always been, I think.
People who have been to comic books and all that stuff, there's a lot of women for them.
Now that's where it's women.
Well, the bottom line, you still got to be hot. Cause that's the first tier of every little clicky thing.
You got to be hot and whatever. And then
if you can't be hot, you got to wear whatever fucking shit they wear, and that's how you ease your way in if you're not that hot. Yeah, and if you're a fucking actual nerd, they don't actually want
to watch you. If nerds are cool now, which they are, though, if they're true nerds, part of their nerdiness is that they were left out of cool cliques all their lives. You know, they were out.
Yeah.
So now, as nerds, now that they're cool, they have to let everybody into their clique or their.
I think nerds have always been cool, personally. But I think nerds disguise their nerdness, and you think they're not a nerd because you're just looking at them from. Like, I think, like Jerry Rice. Think of somebody like Jerry Rice, who's a football player, MVP All Star. He's a dork to me.
Right.
To me, he's a fucking dork.
Uh-huh. Why?
But because you just listen to him talk for a minute, listen to him move around. It's like, this guy's a dork. He's just a nerdy dude who knows how to play football.
Right.
Just because you know how to play football don't mean you're not a nerd.
Right.
And it's vice versa.
Yeah.
We didn't really define the term nerd well enough. It's been
pushed around. Now Chris Hardwick is taking advantage of it, trying to pretend he's a nerd for 25 years, but he was on MTV.
But you know what? I'll give it to...
You're getting pussy on a beach somewhere on MTV and you a nerd?
But it was...
Shut your fucking Star Wars mouth, you fucking nothing.
You know what? I forgot that he did have a nerd part because Terminator 3 was on had fat Chris Hardwick in it.
There was I remember that one, too.
Yeah, fat Hardwick was
He was still on the beach with Jenny McCarthy.
Was he fucking her, though?
No, but he was fucking all those other loosey-gooseys around on a set.
I don't know.
He was the star of that show.
If he was pounding, because that's how all...
No, but I think Chris is the perfect example of the modern nerd who's... There's nothing nerdy about him, but he's in that nerd world.
He's throwing around the nerd.
He owns that nerd world.
He does. They look up to him.
You know?
But it don't matter. I can still, give them a bunch of wedgies and take it over.
Yeah.
I'm this away from taking it over.
Yeah. Pretty much anyone in an improv class.
Yes, it's all dorks. It's dorks and nerds mixed in together now, and you don't know who's who.
Right. I like taking improv class to just start bullying them. They just come in every day. And
you easily can.
But who gets into comedy, and I guess there's a few exceptions, but... It seems to me that the very nature of someone who gets into comedy is a dork or a nerd or someone who
is
an outsider who is not and all of the people who I think are really funny people and who I want to be friends with and are my friends are all awkward people
who
do not fit in with and are not like at the you know, socially, like, at the top of their game.
That's all my friends. Nerds, yeah, weirdos, right. Fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm probably Sherrod's one cool jock handsome friend.
He's the Tom Brady of our crew.
That's one of my things, one of my sketches for this show coming up as a thing of, like, you know how they do, like, the Lane Bryant ads of, like, plus is equal? And all that. I'm making a thing out of,
what,
like, all men are handsome. Oh, everyone is.
Oh, that would be great.
And a race car driver and a ninja. Please don't kill yourself. Yeah. Well, that, you know.
Oh, shit. I'm
trying to figure out why that annoys me so much, that whole fucking don't make fun of things.
Well, because you...
Well, one, like, bullying kind of got stretched, that definition, to include, like, straight-up assault mixed with, like, you know, making fun of someone. It's, like, all somehow lumped. I had a guy come up to me after, I used to have a bullying joke, and this guy in Canada, he comes up and tells me this horrible story about some kid in Canada who, he had, like, a wasting disease.
Wasting away?
Yeah, in his bones, and he was getting picked on in school, like, pretty mean, and he told his parents if he had to go back to school, he's going to kill himself.
Right.
And then he got beaten so bad by these kids after school, they knocked his teeth out and stole his dad's iPhone or whatever he was listening to music on. Uh-huh. It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Then he went on a computer and found out his disease was not going to get better, which I guess they've been telling him it might, and he killed himself.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
I mean, well,
and
wait,
the
wait.
The guy had that, he goes, you know, so that's a bullying thing. And I had to think about it. I'm like, wait a minute, dude. Like, number one, if there is a bully here, it's God, A. Secondly,
yeah.
If a bunch of people knock my teeth out and take all my shit, I'm probably not going to go to the cops and go, you know, officer, please, I was very badly bullied.
No, you were assaulted.
Like, I'm not going to put it in those. I mean, that's not really bullying. That's like beyond the pale.
It's criminal, you know.
Yeah, and also his jerk-off parents could have listened to him and taken him out of the school.
That sounds like child abuse.
Yeah, it's just a fucked, I mean, it is just a miserable fucking story to hear. But that, I mean, I had to think about my smart-ass answer to it because it took me aback.
But if anybody could, is, you know, earned a self-death, is this dude.
Yeah, if you have a wasting
If he
thing,
wants
dude,
to kill himself after that day, nigga.
Yeah.
I don't even include that with, like, you know, my dim view of suicide in general. Because that's, like, your one reason to commit suicide, that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I people just do it. Well, it's probably a mental illness, but... my dad fucking drank him. My dad was a big, like, fake kill himself guy, which is very traumatic,
right.
Like, the first couple times.
Uh-huh.
Then eventually, like, are we doing this, dude?
Right.
I'm going Six Flags.
Yeah, so, like, you're acting like it's a trip to Six Flags. Are we doing this or not? You know. I'm in a station wagon waiting on you.
I mean, I think to really, if you're really, really killing yourself is the ultimate cry for help.
It is. You're exactly right. It's for Jesus. Well, listen, if you commit suicide, that's on you, man. That's nobody else. That's why it's not called homicide, you know?
Uh-huh. No, it's on everybody. Stop trying to not take responsibility.
It's not on everybody.
No,
it's you. That's what's so great about suicide. It's the one thing you control.
But here's one thing better than suicide.
What?
Suicide, homicide. When you kill the niggas who bothered you, then kill yourself.
Yeah,
and then, so it's all...
But what you're saying, though, I agree to the extent that suicide... is on you, and that people around the person committing suicide, a lot of times they blame themselves and they think,
yeah,
what did I do that could have presented? And in many ways it's part of a mental illness, and it's an irrational act. So people around a suicide victim, you know, they go through all this pain. Right.
One of my close friends, he committed suicide.
Who?
And and back in college, he committed suicide.
Was there a
and
reason?
I went through this whole point. He was just sad. And I just went through this whole point where I was like, how can I, what could I do now to get the valuables out of his apartment?
But you see, that's
that
did
PlayStation's
you not say
mean,
anything?
Nicole.
But that's so what's known line. As taking a negative and turning it into a positive.
How can I get through that window?
And that's what people in New York think when they see someone jumping out of a window. Is that apartment available
exactly.
now?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. What, somebody jumping out?
Yeah.
No.
But you got it. But
I've seen,
anyway,
I've seen a little girl fall out a window, though, in Brooklyn.
Oh, that's horrible.
But somebody caught. She didn't die.
Oh,
like,
okay,
she landed
good,
on this
good.
Muscle dude quarter. It was a real ghetto situation. But she was hanging there from the, it was like two flights up, and nobody was home with her, and she fell, and he, like, she bounced off of him and hit the ground. But she lived.
Oh, good, good.
We call the can't get right. She bumped her head.
Anyway,
she's not the best
get,
reader now, but she's still alive.
You should get made fun of, though, a little bit in your life, just for fucking,
everybody does,
to
though.
Have some care.
Nobody sneaks through and not get that, though.
Well, just if, people that just look, if you get invalidated like that, there's just no way you're going to have character at all. Like, how do you, what's the point? Or how do you even get any kind of character?
Yeah.
Being fucking validated
all the time.
That's always like Kim Jong-un to me. Like, that's like, that's a guy that never got bullied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, does he seem cool to you? And can you imagine that? Like, I just
if you
imagine,
live in a town full of grandmothers, yeah, and nobody's ever bullied.
I can't imagine like just having to live in North Korea. Never mind all the other shit you hear about North Korea.
Oh, I can do it.
But just having that guy be your great leader, and you can't. And I mean, just a riper human target for mockery I've never even seen in my life. Do you know what I mean? Like, he looks straight up like a Down syndrome. Yes. He's got the haircut of both Sling Blade and Forrest Gump. They call it success hair.
Yeah,
in North Korea.
You know what it is he doesn't, I think, know the concept of being made fun of. He doesn't know that that exists, I don't think.
No, they don't. And here's how I know.
But it's great
time,
for him.
Every time, like, South Park or somebody makes fun of him, they write a letter like, I do not think you should say these things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck about it. Like, they have no concept of that. I mean, a lot of countries don't. A lot of countries, it has to lead to like a banana knife fight. But this is one of the few countries. I guess we got it from England, maybe?
I mean, it's
got
to be great for him, though. I mean, yeah, it sucks for everybody else. But he's walking around like his shit don't stink.
Yeah.
He's the one person on Earth who walks around like their shit don't stink. Everybody like this. It don't. He's jealous of that.
He's limping around on his gout knees, fucking the tightest malnourished pussy you can imagine.
You don't even know how tight the malnourished pussy
can get. It doesn't even have a smell because they don't eat nothing.
It smells like nothingness and tomorrow.
You know what? I have to say, you're making being a North Korean dictator sound very appealing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're best friends with Dennis Rodman, huh?
Dennis Rodman comes over. Did you see the thing with Dennis Rodman where he got too drunk and then Kim Jong wouldn't meet with him because he got way too drunk?
Oh, really?
They're like, all right, Dennis.
When Kim Jong is telling you you're a mess.
Yeah. You're making me, the leader of North Korea, look a little bad.
I'm taking fingernails off of bitches while they're alive with pliers.
All right, look, you clear your head. I'm going to go set my uncle on fire. Just get back to a nice ball game.
Look, I'm torturing people, but you come in drunk and you make it awkward.
That's a good life.
On fire.
I would love to be him for a week.
Yeah. Just 1 week.
Just 1 week.
Would you fix any of the problems?
I'll fix a handful of the problems. I ain't gonna go there and try to be God. I'm trying to be Kim Jong.
Mm. Yeah.
But I would definitely feed a couple people.
You gotta do you first.
Get the rice machine working. Get that up and running.
First order of business.
Rice machine.
Let's fix that old rice machine. People don't have enough rice.
Get the rice machine 3000 working.
That's a lot of their problems right there.
Just the rice machine's busted.
I'd let them know about, entrees, aside from just the side dishes.
Okay. Yeah, and then introduce those kind of ideas. Appetizers.
I mean, are people still getting out of North Korea, though? Like, are they still escaping?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
No, a lot now. There's a lot of people, like, because they don't like him like they liked, that's what you think about it, like, you know, like they really liked his grandfather. They fucking love.
They love the grandfather because he was a man of the people, I believe.
Yeah, but also this shit really ties into like a Korean thing because the grandfather, you know, those prison camps they talk about, the people there were born in it now because he believed 3 generations of your family suck if you did something. So he's got to put you all and positively like 3 generations of your family are amazing to them. So that's how they set up this father son. They're very into, and that's why Christianity took off over there because they're really into this like dad worship.
Oh, okay.
You know, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
that's
Sky
why they
dad.
Love they love the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Just don't tell them the rest of it.
No, they love the rest of it.
Jehovah Huxtable is a great God for them.
Man, but I'm sure people still try to escape to South Korea, but not through. If the water's right there, why can't you just float around it?
A lot of people go to China first.
And try to escape that way.
Okay.
But China's allies with North Korea. That's why they got an endless supply of fucking soldiers.
But China's like kind of getting sick of their shit. It's like a thing that's really...
It's embarrassing now.
From the last thing I watched about it that I decided I know all the facts from.
Well, plus China has iPhones and shit like that now. They look in, you know...
Yeah.
North Korea's like, kind of like that cousin who don't got shit but come to
your
house.
Who are these fucking dwarves coming in? I mean, we're Asian, but you guys, come on. That's how much you grew? But
well,
I saw
plus China not only has iPhones, their children are building them. So.
Yes. Well, they got those perfect little Schindler's hands that can get into the pipes.
Yeah. They're taking the jobs American kids don't want. That's all.
Exactly.
How about the phones we do want?
Well, yeah, that's my other favorite thing, especially because immigration is such a You know, because we have Aunt Goulter on a lot, and she brings up, you know,
she's a friend of the show.
Adios America. But her whole fucking thing, but all this immigration shit to me, because it sounds like the same shit I heard forever, which probably everybody's heard forever about immigration, which is like, we can't let anybody in, but nothing fucking happens. It doesn't ruin us.
Immigration
ever.
Has gone down under Obama.
Yeah, but look, who's going to do the jobs we don't want to do? And I don't mean picking lettuce. I mean science and math jobs that your piece of shit kids, trust me,
don't want to do.
Are not going to do. They want to be on YouTube.
Right.
You better hope some Browns come in and want to do their homework, because that's who's going to do it. Yeah. It ain't going to be the white and black kids are done. We're all trying to have entertainment careers. You got to have
it all comes back.
Those
around.
Spelling bee engineer kids coming in.
It all comes back.
Like your kids have to go to school.
But here's the thing, those
theirs
Indian
get
kids,
to go to school.
These Indian kids who come over here and win spelling bees and all that, they end goal is to get a good job and shit like that, but to be American. They want to get to the point where they ain't gonna be like this no more. So they kids are gonna be us.
Yeah, but you know what?
They kids are gonna be American.
Gavin said
the
that.
Worst thing you can do
but
to
Gavin,
your kids.
Gavin doesn't believe that principle, but I believe exactly that. That's what everybody wants, the same
Gavin
shit.
Gavin has anchor babies. We can't trust his judgment.
But remember when he was talking about, like, they really think, like, it's like, here's what's really the secret of why America's great. It's pretty much just the white part. And if we lose that valuable whiteness, all the things we love, with no concept that all these other people want to be just as white. Like, their goal is to wear sweaters and take Christmas pictures and shit.
And it's Western. It ain't really white, because it ain't like we want to be Polish. They're whiter than here.
But that's
it's American. They want to be American.
Right. The stuff that, but unfortunately, like, that's what was white for a while, right? It's not really white, but that's how it gets described a lot. Like, shit that's like stuff everybody
like what?
Wants.
Tell me.
I don't know, any Norman Rockwell kind of shit that's just some family.
Like an old
times.
White a woman with a face? And
whatever was in Gavin's
farmhouse?
Head when he was talking about how white people made this country great, whatever he was thinking
Gavin
of.
Gavin is a Canadian antagonist.
And by the way, the things that made the country great is really the mix, not the fucking...
And what made it rich is the slavery. But, so let's keep it 100.
Look, yeah, that's,
period.
That's one
period.
Of the best things we
Number
ever
one.
Did.
Number one.
I mean, talk about...
Financially, it is one of the best things this country ever did. Isn't that the most moral fucking
Not
thing
moral.
They ever did?
No, but what is that, my problem now? And and also the colonialism, which would you... Because I'm sure you're probably against colonialism, right?
Probably, yeah.
If you could wave a magic...
If people want to wear those wigs and stuff, fine, you know. But,
I don't mean colonial pen. I don't mean...
You meant...
in Virginia, I meant... But
I like to use a feathered pen and walk around with a powdered wig. Why not? It's it's a fetish.
Well, that's the thing that people really. That's the thing. That's like, that's colonialism. All kinds of shit like that. And I'm like,
you've been Alice Trebek commercial.
If you could wave a magic wand and take all that shit back to colonialism, right? Would you do it? Because I would not.
I know
I'm perfectly happy.
But you chilling.
Would you?
Yeah, but you're happy
what
here.
Would
but
you be
just
doing?
Take it back because you don't want to take it back. I'll do it despite you,
take
Kurt.
Me out of, take me out of it.
Oh, no. Push you right back to that Slavic nonsense that you came from. That's
just
what
for
about?
You. Just for your own self, would you? Just with your own...
No, why would I do it?
Of course. No, why would anybody do that?
But for...
So I'm not going to be a hypocrite and go, colonialism, because guess what? I wouldn't give this shit back if I could.
But I wouldn't do it for me, but for give, people,
would
I wouldn't give it back.
You have to give this shit back, though, if give there wasn't
what
colonialism. Give what... Because what you're saying is what you have in your life... You have as a result of colonialism. Is that what you're saying?
Partially, yes, definitely.
No,
it gets a lot of the credit for to me.
But do you know that you wouldn't have it if it hadn't been for colonial? If the world had developed a different way,
I'd be living in Europe.
The world had developed in a more humane, compassionate way, maybe you'd still have everything you have, except a better life.
Oh,
maybe.
For sure. But I mean, there's how on earth would that have happened?
How
I mean,
did
in
this
what,
happen?
In what possible universe? Yeah. Could that have happened with the monkey people? Like, how the fuck are we, like I think we're, like, better than we've ever been right now.
No,
it's
we're not.
When were we better?
The only way to judge how we better than we ever been is how we treat each other.
Yeah,
and we're
better.
And we're not.
It's better.
No, it's not.
If you were born back then.
I'd say it's about equal.
Not at
we
all.
We in a better location of it. But yeah, nigga, you gotta step outside of yourself and see the rest of the world.
If you, listen,
99% of the rest of the world is outside of what we live.
No, listen, I understand the back in time parts, but what I'm saying is, if you were born a certain year, you probably would have just died in a war for no reason. Like, that's how everybody died in, like, you know,
they
had the 100
like
years
that.
War. Yeah, but we don't, like.
You mean civilians don't?
The Western world
but
or whatever.
That happens to this day, people who are born a certain year die in a war. And just because you're not dying in a war doesn't
mean other people
are
not dying
but
in a war.
But it's much less, listen, but it's it's much less. I'm telling you, it's better. Listen, I came from a doomsday cult that was like, well, the world is getting worse. I mean, maybe environmentally, but the fucking social things, like there wouldn't be a gay rights something or a whatever women doing something.
There are things in life that are better. Yes. Absolutely.
It's not, but I agree. It ain't good, but it don't, that's still much rather live now than any time in the past. That's a fucking.
Well, it depends on where you live too, Kurt. In America, yeah, that's great. We can say that, but that don't mean that's the same for everywhere around the globe, that it's better now. No, that's an incorrect statement.
Just the fact that this exists, though, makes it better. Just, of course, there's going to be places that are still throwback, whatever, but just the fact you have a lot of countries that are not like that, I'm saying that's an improvement in humankind, just in a general way.
You got to remember, though, with colonialism, too, they went to these other countries, drained them, took slaves, took everything, minerals, resources. That's why it's so good where we live. Because a lot of the shit that we enjoy comes from other places.
Right, you're welcome.
Where we took over there and took their shit. So
hey, happy President's Day.
It's the best time we ever lived in a Western kind of thinking. It's the best time ever.
Well, but,
but for everybody else, it's the same shit. They're getting robbed. All these shit's getting stolen.
That's a good point, too, because especially when people, and that's another Gavin thing about how Western civilization is superior, which I agree it is. But the only reason it is because we mix all the other shit with it. It's because Western civilization takes shit from Eastern shit and whatever.
That's the number one question.
And it's all mixed together.
Because they took it. Because they took that shit.
Well, the people brought it of their own accord. Some we have did, a bunch of words.
But they took most of it. Most all right, of it was
I'm sorry
first.
About the Harlem Shake videos, but other than that, it's
right.
fine.
That's what it came down to. That's right.
I'm sorry about those we already incorrect moved on. Harlem Shake videos that John Fattigate himself.
Can you please start using the nay-nay now? The Harlem Shake is so dated. Use the nay-nay.
Don't have that meme that went around of the thing. But to me, like the evil shit. What about, was what I said last week. The evil is shit we
so
did in like the 30s.
You're saying it was all solved by the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yeah, pretty much. Stephen Hawking
those
did that.
Videos were like, I
you believe
those
that?
Worse than the
ice bucket.
Stephen Hawking agreed to an ice bucket challenge. I don't think he did it.
Did.
I think they.
I think he did
it.
Do it. Didn't
I think
he?
That his wife just typed in his robot voice and they dumped water on him.
You know what? The least challenging thing in his
what if
life
he stood
is
up?
In a fucking ice bucket. You know?
I would have loved if he stood up after they dumped it on him.
The ice flow challenge. See you later.
He was really mad, but the ice fucked up his voice box and stuff, so he couldn't talk about it.
We're going to have to send Kurt on a worldwide tour.
Dude, my favorite thing.
To some of the poorest places on Earth.
Dude, this is...
And you're going to see that it's most of the Earth of these places.
Okay, but fine, but now there's sections that are not like that, so that's just measurably better just in a general sense.
In these pockets,
you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not like, it's cool for everybody. I just mean, better now to live here than back in the day, you know?
Mm. I would agree, and in general, I think that people always think earlier eras were better, and it's
Bible
not,
people.
Not yeah, well, especially Bible people.
Is that always the case?
People look back at a lot of what conservatism and republicanism now is. Like what Donald Trump is saying, make America great again. It was like it was great in the 40s and 50s.
But it was horrible.
It
for
was
people.
Horrible.
Horrible.
For a large. So.
But the little pocket of people was chilling.
Little pocket of people.
We're chilling, just like America now, just like Kurt's talking.
When white people just got everything and there was no question about it, that's what he's saying.
Right.
About
a simpler time.
Okay, but listen, I agree with you. I agree with you just on the fact that you're saying a minority was okay. The reason that minorities are oppressed is because they are a minority.
Uh-huh.
So the majority, which was white people, were okay. And
only the rich white people were okay.
In the
50s
and shit, that was the whole tax bracket everybody still loves now, right? You guys must talk about
yes,
that.
Yes, because the 50s were when Eisenhower had high taxes on the rich and he built a highway system and he built a middle class.
So more for everybody is what I'm saying. There was more for everybody.
Except unless you were...
unless you were a Mary or a what do they say back then?
If you were a woman or a
minority.
Gay person or a minority.
You still got the same boot on your neck and
you
killed the same way.
You weren't supposed to have anything in life.
Exactly.
And
so that's not better.
Business,
that's not better.
You were,
but that's
you know,
the... That's
Sammy what, yeah. Davis Jr. was the greatest act in Vegas. He was not allowed to walk through the showroom to get to his...
And how is that better?
He was not allowed to stay at the hotel where he was killing
the
audiences.
Listen
ain't that crazy?
You know,
I'm merely
and people
measuring.
Take all that for granted now, but this
I
is
said
only...
It was the greatest time.
Okay.
This is only a half a century ago when if you were a black entertainer like yourself and you would... do great in Las Vegas or any hotel anywhere. You couldn't stay at that hotel.
Yes.
You couldn't walk through the lobby.
Yes. I'm not disagreeing with any of this. Okay. Secondly, How is that better? Because if it was 1860, he'd be building the fucking theater and not getting
it. No, he still built it and couldn't walk in. We still built it in the 1960s.
Look, as shitty, and
it's
by
not
the,
better.
No, in 1860.
It's better than the 1860s. Yes, it is.
No, in 1860, in the entertainment industry, if you were black,
you could
pass for white by putting blackface on your face.
Wait, what?
You can double down, you're saying?
Yeah, because since all white performers.
That's how he started performing in Hollywood.
All white performers were wearing blackface.
And so the black performers have to wear blackface just to get in and perform the same.
Yeah. That's hysterical. The real evil shit to me was what I was saying last week is all that shit you're talking about in the 40s and 30s and all that. To me, that's like way more evil than like slavery, because that's when it's modern and you're supposed to, we're supposedly being better, and it's even more of a
I don't think so.
At least like
after slavery was worse, and I'll tell you why. First of all, they rarely killed their slave owners. You know why?
I mean, a worse
sin. Because they were property.
I mean,
after that,
sin.
They killed all the black people. You know why? Because they couldn't own them, and they had to compete with them.
Wait, you said after slavery. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the Reconstruction. That's why it was worse.
That shit through whenever they busted up the Klan. That, to me, the evil of it is and, more, because slavery is a thing a lot of people did.
Because slaves are like a horse. Nobody wants you to kill or steal their horse, so it's like they don't want you to kill or steal their slaves.
Well, right, but
that's why they value them more.
Do you understand? Just more. Just saying, morally, it's like why the Holocaust is so bad, because in modern times they didn't do a genocide of a nice Rwandan old-fashioned machete.
Well, I agree with your point that the Holocaust was bad. Yeah. But
to me, that's like the bigger evil is you're supposedly the more civilized people now doing this shit. Like,
no, but the
I
thing is what I would agree with is that when there was slavery, our society was less hypocritical.
That's what I'm saying.
Society became, because slavery went away, and then it was still black people had no rights and couldn't.
That's
drink
exactly
from a water
my point.
Fountain
we had less rights
and an economic ceiling, which is still
the hypocrisy
to this day to an extent.
That's what
it
I'm
was.
Talking
it
about.
Was hypocritical that America, the great free country, it was, you know, it was hypocritical in that sense in the slavery years, but then it became more hypocritical in a way because it was like, oh, we took care of that problem. Now everything's okay now.
That's why the same thing they do with black Obama. They say, hey, you got a black president now. Everything's got to be solved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
well, okay, so the important thing I was right and you both agreed with me.
No, I disagree with you.
I just said what you said. I didn't say that. That's exactly what I was talking about.
No, he cleaned up the edges and made it sensible what you were saying. It was two different things.
I'm still right.
No,
you go to the fucking tweets or something. It was better back then. See, I always said either stupid shit.
It depends
shit.
On where your seat is.
And all kinds of people.
On a crashing plane.
But things were not, my point that I was originally agreeing with you is that things were never better in the past. And people always say things were better in the past.
Right.
And things are really horrible now, but in many ways, things have improved now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't see why there was an argument.
I say it's about even. That's why I said it's about even.
It's not about even
because
you're shitting indoors. So that right there, you win.
But
you know?
That's just us in America shitting
and
indoors.
And even sometimes I do it in a toilet, 55%
of the globe don't shit indoors.
Okay, but imagine 100% doesn't shit indoors. Now it's 55. That's a better amount of indoor shitting.
Yeah.
I can't argue.
We're on
math.
A road to the right direction. I'll give you that. We're on a road in the right direction.
I hope so.
With less shitting outdoors. But yeah, it's even in India, 60% of the people shit outdoors and 98% of them got cell phones.
By the way, you know.
Well, that's so they can tell people, hey, I'm taking a shit outdoors.
Yeah, right. By the way, do you know
they
in
can
India?
Take a picture of it now.
No, do you know that? In India, it's fucking. I was just watching a thing on Vice and this other thing. Yeah. They cannot get all these people in like rural India and also the city to stop shitting outdoors.
Yes. I did charity shows to raise money,
but it's not that. But they refute. Look, if they put bathrooms, people won't use them because they're like, no, we shit on doors.
Which is
unbelievable. So shitting in their own water.
No, it's very believable because the same shit happened in New York City. So don't try to put it on Indians. Like it's just Indians doing this. Everybody had to be convinced to shit inside. Everybody.
Right now,
everybody had to be convinced. To.
It's a little bit weird to kind of.
But they've been doing it longer now, so they would be more resistant to it than anybody. But everybody had to be convinced. New York City
here's the other reason
problem.
They don't want to have shitting indoors too, is because when women do it, it's an easy time to sneak up and rape them. Did you know that? That's a fact.
Really?
They have a huge rape thing.
The real horror of it is like we can shit outdoors. We us dudes in this motherfucker, we can shit outside right. Right now, but when your grandmother got to go out there and your daughter got
to
go
they
out
want
there,
to. They think it's better that way.
Not all people don't think it's better that way.
Okay, here, I'll just start sending you links to the shit I read of people explaining
so
how they can't
billion,
get people to shit indoors.
Yes, listen, that's
there's 2 billion Indians shitting in their own water. That's right.
Yes, they shit.
By choice many times when they have another choice.
Because they don't have a toilet. In most cases, they don't have one there.
But when they do have one, they still shit out. What I'm telling you is...
You know why? Because you used to shit outside. So if you shit... So you shit in a toilet. You shit on a toilet all the time, right?
Listen, when it's...
Wouldn't it be awkward for you to shit outside now?
When it's a...
With no toilet? Wouldn't it be awkward?
When it's a nice day, you want to do stuff outside.
This is family time. Hey, come on. You know it's family fun day.
It's like people got to get accustomed to doing so. It's like with a cell phone, anything else.
Yeah,
fucking technology.
I see getting accustomed to going outdoors. Mm. And then getting accustomed to like, hey, you want to be inside where you won't get raped or eaten by a tiger? I got to get accustomed to that.
People thought
I'm not ready for
in
that.
Your house. People used to think a toilet in your house was the most gross thing.
Yeah, they did. They used to. Yeah.
If you didn't have an outhouse, like your shit is next to your living room, people did not understand that. And for years.
What a collection of assholes.
For years fought it. Right here. They fought it for years.
Yeah.
People used to shit on the Lower East Side. Lower East Side. Out of their windows. It's pictures of it.
This is all illustrating my point that it's better now, by the way. All of this has fed into my initial argument that was right. So it's better now. You do admit that.
No, well, back to my same argument. Yes, it's better for us in this area.
All right, well,
we get the shit inside, like humans.
The Bear Grylls of shitting notwithstanding.
I'm just a few years from adult diapers, so this is all very uncomfortable.
You'll be shitting outside before anybody's been.
See those commercials for for the like lady diapers?
Oh yes, I saw it. Yes,
where it's like they're all like hot, and she's walking up in like her sexy diaper panties.
It fits better though. It's like a better fit.
Not just show the real people who have to shit their pants, can they? Mm-hmm. Like a me or a Frank Conniff Jr. Frank Conniff. It's got to be a sexy woman. Or the Viagra commercial with a hot chick in a fucking football jersey, like, breaks it to you that your dick doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You know, like, a lot of men's cocks don't work. And you know, like the hot chick?
I didn't see that commercial.
There's like a bunch of them. It's always a sexy MILF who's not your fucking wife.
And you know, there are some societies where everybody jacks off outdoors, you know, so...
We call that this society, the sixth train.
That was Sherrod's frat in college.
That was me 2 hours ago, late running in. Jerking one out. But yeah, people got it hard. We got it easy, Kurt. You, Kurt, don't realize that we got it so easy.
That's literally what I said. We have it much easier.
But you said the world is better because we got it easy.
Yes, yes.
And that's not true. The world is better for you.
Okay,
Frank,
thoughts. But do you we understand? Have it better, but the world is not better.
Right.
Okay, but
thank
still,
you, Frank.
It's two overall, different thoughts. Even with the deficiencies, if we, let's say we were equal with the world, that would be worse. There's somebody somewhere having it better. That just means an overall better. I'm not saying it's a fair better. I'm just saying, oh, there's one part where they don't fucking shit outdoors. So that's measurably like, oh, look at that. Half the planet's shitting indoors now. Better.
But listen,
okay, I don't mean morally or fair or any of that. I'm just saying you're an alien measuring the level of shitting inside. And you go, oh, look at these shitting ratios.
If you measure shitting inside, then
but are there people, are you like railing against people who are out there saying that it's not good that people are shitting inside?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what you're railing against exactly.
I'm railing against, first of all, Sherrod not understanding what I'm saying once again. And to that,
I disagree.
And also, three cheers for
Kurt. Kurt thinks, hey, Kurt's full, the earth is full. Kurt hot, earth hot.
Oh my God, how is this very
Kurt
simple?
Cold, earth cold.
Okay, but if you average it all together, okay, you have to average us in, it's going to come out to better than if we didn't have more shit than somebody else. Do you just understand that?
What do you mean?
If there's just some humans having it better, it means measurably it's better because the stuff exists. Do you understand? I don't understand. John, do you understand what the
Everybody
fuck I'm saying?
Everybody looks confused. John's nodding because he just don't want you to freak out. And
Does anybody not understand what I'm getting at? How does Sherrod
he's
not get what I'm
kinda.
Saying?
Frank don't know. Ex-Frank, he's no guest.
I don't quite.
He's right
understand.
Here. He's
afraid of black people. He can see it on his
Stop
pink
it.
Face.
He tickled
Look
me
at
when
his
I
pink Irish
that.
Face. Terrified.
He has so many of me in a fucking paddy wagon.
Well, it's fine. You approach Sherrod from the side.
But you're saying like if some people have it better, then
everything
is great.
Yeah, that's not what I said.
And do you believe that, Frank?
Is that what I said? Is that what I fucking
that.
Said? No, it's not.
Okay.
I just said things are better because new shit exists that's better. That's all I fucking said. I didn't say everything's great.
But it really just comes down to how people treat each other, Kurt. It don't matter what toys and trinkets you got.
They treat each other better.
Do they?
Yeah.
some.
Well. Like now, like we have currency. You can pay for things with that instead barter of, say, stabbing that. People. That
but
was
yeah,
the original
But
the
currency
system.
Also gets you in debt where barter system didn't. So it's not always better just because you're not getting stabbed. You can still get stabbed.
I swear to God, if I live somewhere with a barter economy.
What about debt?
If I'm somewhere with a barter economy, please drive to that fish parking lot and get me the fuck out of that tent so I can join regular people again.
And be in debt
the
for the rest
system.
Of your life.
I wouldn't go back to another. And as all these religious people say, dumb shit. That's where I came from. Is that fucking we were with the fall of man when we were perfect, and then someone ate the wrong fruit. But even people who aren't Christians say that shit. There's all these people like ancient knowledge, dog. The divine mathematics.
But better
all that bullshit that people spout because they don't want to read boring science. So they say all this stupid like Atlantis knew. Oh, it was the guy from the the conspiracy. Peter. Hey, man.
Yeah.
We were just talking about ancient. Kurt, you believe in all that shit.
If his life is good, Earth good.
Hold on.
It's F Dave it. Weiss from Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole.
Dave, come to the Caitlin mic, will you? In fact, I can't think of a better replacement for news bitch Caitlin from the Rabbit Hole. I can't have this argument anymore. It's making my head hurt because I don't...
Kurt full, Earth full. Toss that hungry,
okay, listen,
Earth hungry.
Let's say the whole Earth's equally shitty and there's suddenly one automobile invented somewhere and no one else has an automobile. That's one little plink measure of the Earth is better because that now exists. Does that make sense, John?
That makes
so
sense.
How does,
in the
how
most
does
basic,
fucking,
way.
How does Jarrell and Rock Live not understand what I'm talking about.
Are you saying that if there's a couple people that have all of the riches of the world and then there's a huge split and the rest of the people are just...
He thinks it's trickled down. He's an idiot.
It absolutely is trickled down. That's 100%.
Happening. It's happening right now. Which,
100%
is
trickled down.
Are you going to be in the 1%?
Where's the trickle down?
Even not being in that 1%.
Where's the
it's
trickle?
Still pretty
is he
good.
Wrong or right?
He's wrong.
Thank you. That's
really?
All I wanted to hear.
So half the fucking world
has
indoor plumbing and fucking lives okay, and the other half is fucked up, and that's not better than the entire world being fucking Stone Age. Am I talking to all idiots? Well, I know I'm talking to Peter.
So let's get this straight. We're all idiots, and you're the only right person in the room.
I wouldn't have thought
and
it.
Scared,
I wouldn't have thought
way.
This.
No,
simple.
Can I say one thing, man? Fine. We live in
that's
the
John,
least,
our producer.
This is the least violent time in all of history.
There you go.
Podcast.
There you go.
He's just preaching averages. He's right.
100%. This is the least violent time in human history. Thank you.
So that's to be
better.
A
better.
Quarter?
It's better.
How do you? But that's because y'all sitting in New York City, you fucking dumb fucks.
It's still the least violent time.
Say that in Iraq, you dummy. Go to fucking Fallujah and say that.
Okay, but
go to Fallujah. Go to Fallujah.
Say, I can't even fucking argue this.
That's what you're sitting
get,
here.
Do you not
Frank?
Get averages?
Frank, don't be scared, Frank.
No, I...
Do you not get it still, really? That the averages of violence are down.
I agree. And the murder rate is down in
yes,
America, too.
So that's
but,
not better.
People, it is better, but people are suffering.
It's not fair.
World.
I didn't say it was fair or any of that other shit.
Maybe it's a better
God.
Word. Maybe it's a better word than better.
But I don't know what is a person supposed to
I love
do with here. Let
this.
Me ask you this though: what is
He's
a person?
Losing it. I love it.
What is a person supposed to do with that information?
Yes. Oh, somebody got a car in Israel.
You know, I don't know. You
I'm better.
Yourself.
Shut up.
Okay.
What's
but,
a person to do? I don't know. Not tell me about
you can't
how Atlantis had special things.
Frank, but I never said anything about.
Frank,
it.
When you can't feed your baby, do you sit somewhere like this? Well, somebody in Colorado got a car, so baby can eat.
Yeah, I don't know what
you fucking idiot. Go, Frank, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying what if the knowledge that things are better for some people and
instead of not better for no people. Does that not
right,
make sense?
But what does that get you,
How does
though?
That help you?
Okay, I wouldn't travel back in time to be even with the other people at all, okay? I would never want to live in a time period before this.
If I could be a pharaoh back then, I would live then because my life would be a lot better than it is now, dum-dum.
Okay, but that's even a more
that's
unfair...
That's because his life was
that's
better.
That's less fair than now also. That's also less fair than
but
now.
But I would be chilling.
Still,
and shitting wherever I want.
In pure data of raw numbers of violence, that's still shittier overall for the planet.
Yes.
If just you're the pharaoh.
I agree.
How in the fuck is this hard to understand?
Because now it's 20 million pharaohs instead of one. All us motherfuckers. and everybody else looking like
Peter,
serfs.
Can you have any news reports about now? Have you heard this rumor? I brought it up last episode, and you're a conspiracy guy. Is it true that when Caitlyn Jenner was Bruce Jenner, she ran a woman over just to harvest her vagina?
I did not hear that, but
okay, well, I'm just telling you that's on the
I don't know if that's true or not, but she just did win Woman of the Year by Glamour magazine.
No, she didn't.
Well, guess
she
what?
Did.
If she's doing well as a woman, all women are doing well around the
Glamour magazine name.
No, if Caitlyn Jenner's doing well, all women are. This is the best time for women ever.
As
you can have
woman
a dick,
of the year,
you can have a dick and be a woman.
Gender was
you can
selected
have a
as man of the year
and
on
be a woman.
American.
Are you fucking stupid? I just said
you went. You made it, bitches.
You call these times
you
better.
Bitches
this is
made it.
Fucked up time.
You made it, you bitches.
Please just tweet in and just tell me if my very simple comment. He's actually arguing with a guy that wasn't even here. When the fuck did I say that?
I said, women
said
are doing better.
Overall,
women,
in average numbers, it's women, a better time to be alive. That's not true if you look at the numbers. Is that and by the way,
well,
way better for
lives?
Women now. Way better.
How
a million times better.
Where? Here it is.
In the entire Western world, dude, which includes
Canada,
much of Europe, Canada, and parts of Brazil.
Some of Mexico. Not
and
all
some
parts
of Mexico.
They still getting raped in vans.
Okay, that's better than 1800 in Mexico.
What,
once again, it's better.
But,
once again, better.
But even if what you're
Kurt
saying,
thing, like if your baby's not dying at 2 years old, it's better somehow.
If I'm wrong, then it was better to live in 1940, which is.
And I say it depends on who you are and where you live. That's what I said.
The truth of anything you're saying, granted the truth of it, how do you get any comfort from that?
Exactly.
Does that comfort you?
It does comfort him in a sick way.
Of course, that I don't live in fucking old timey times.
Uh-huh.
And then when I see some fucker living, because the world's a time machine, let's face it, and I see some poor fucker poking the ground with a stick, worried about witches, I go, woo, this is way better. I could have lived like that fucker. It used to be I had to live like this witch-believing motherfucker. But now just this guy does. So that's better.
He thinks everybody's in the VIP lounge of the Titanic.
You don't have to be. You don't have to be in the
1%. What he
believes. Even
he
the fucking
that.
Poor people here have more shit than other people. You don't have to be in the 1%. You got. It's, I'm just saying, a chance, a halfy chance of being born the good side is better than no chance of being born on anything good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's and yeah. But you know, most of the world ain't that way, right?
That's right. It's not.
Okay.
No one said it was great. I just said it was measurably better to live in the world. Now.
Yeah. Well, if everybody's chilling around me, then I can assume that the whole world's chilling too. I can play dumb and assume that.
Didn't say the whole world's chilling either. Never fucking said that.
Everybody got it better.
Okay. Would you rather live in the past?
Yeah, I just said I would if I was a rich person like a pharaoh. It don't matter. I would still have a better life than you all have right now.
No, you wouldn't.
I certainly will.
Yeah, you'd be dying of some shit where they're putting leeches on you.
Everybody died like that?
Medicine works.
Some motherfucker. Everybody didn't die like that, Kurt.
Yeah, that's the big equalizer, it turns out. And
but
when people don't know shit about medicine, it don't matter how rich you are. You're going to die young.
Leeches now in medicine and bloodletting. Remember bloodletting? If you donate blood twice a year, you have an 80% chance less of having a heart attack. So they knew something back then.
Wait, what?
If you donate blood twice a year, your chances of a heart attack drop by 80%.
Okay, but bloodletting was not some fucking
bloodletting.
Bloodletting was you have evil blood and we got to get it out.
That's not necessarily
so you can make
true.
Better blood.
Sick. Also, if people were sick, they used to use bloodletting.
Yeah, it was. No one agrees.
I'm just saying that some of the things that we're told are bullshit are coming full circle and they're taking them into account.
Thank
for that.
You,
I gotta get a scientist
thank
in
you.
Here. Am I in like a dimension of
they
stupid? What just happened? Did he just say this blood transfusion thing just made medieval medicine true? Did that just happen?
No.
Am I losing my mind?
Some of the things
it's
that we were told
thing.
Are bullshit are real, and you guys just aren't ready
like
to
what?
Handle the truth.
Kurt's not.
Sit in
what?
On Deep
Kurt's
Inside
not.
The Rabbit Hole up next, and
Kurt
you will find
it.
Out. Some crazy
you know,
shit.
I was listening to that, Peter, and I heard you say, if you just listen to your heart, you can know what's true. And I got to tell you, that's not how it works.
Who said what?
Peter. I listen to the show. Did you listen to
him? He said if you listen to your heart, you what?
Because this is the thing with conspiracy guys. He believes all of them.
I don't care.
He believes all of them. It's
all
not like he goes. It's
no,
not
he
like
doesn't.
You don't. Yes, he does. He don't go.
I remember he was.
I asked him before. I go, is there anything that actually happens? And he goes, no. He doesn't believe. There's not one he doesn't believe.
Well, you know what? Hurricane Patricia that was going into Mexico the other day. The biggest hurricane
ever.
On record.
That's what they said.
On record. Well, it was steered in there and it was only a tropical storm. They lied. All the imagery was fake. It was right after Mexico announced that they were going to sell oil, not bypassing the U.S. dollar. And that thing was heading right for their oil fields. They used it as a threat. And then they said, oh, it hit shore. Oh, it
that just means
overnight.
God loves America,
no,
Peter.
It's all controlled bullshit.
I agree with that.
The weather is controlled.
I didn't see
and
that
the
fucking
earth is
footage.
Flat.
You don't think that.
Absolutely,
come on.
100% without a doubt.
What about all the weather, the meteorologists who
okay, well, you got Peter on your side with your
own. David. It was a hurricane. David. Huh?
David, you got David with you. The guy with the flag.
You don't have to be right about everything.
What about all the weather people from all over the place who looked at that hurricane and said that it was a hurricane?
So all of the weather services for the entire planet have been bought up by the Rothschilds, which are running this entire thing. Okay. And they own it all.
Well, that's good. I was afraid you were going to say something batshit, but I'm...
Hey, Mike Myers, Mike Myers' dad from So I Married an Axe Murderer. The Rothschilds, the Geekies.
Check
and
out
the
Deep
Curtis
Inside
Unders.
The Rabbit Hole if you want to find out some truth.
I believe it, man.
Coming up.
Yeah, check out...
By the way, if I was going to look for truth, don't you think I would go to like a library instead of a rabbit hole?
That's where the lies are buried.
That's
why
where
go to
that's where they document all of the indoctrination that we learn in our fake schools.
Kurt is by the book, Kurt. He is by the book. Go to the libraries. Really? Did you just say that for knowledge?
Oh, once again, that's better than a rabbit hole. Not the greatest.
Go to both.
Here, to illustrate.
Go to both.
Make an analogy to my earlier
point. Go to both.
Sure, and the libraries aren't the greatest, but also it's better than a rabbit hole.
Yeah, it's just where homeless people go to jerk off the porn on computers.
There you go. Better.
Hey, some of us aren't homeless.
Free jerk it off. By the way, for Jim's show, I never got to do this for Jim's show because it probably, I don't know if it's going to get picked up, but I had a thing called Time Jimmy, and it was while jerking off at the public library. He gets struck by lightning.
I love it.
And he goes through time.
I love that.
And he meets historical figures and finds out they were racist. That's the whole show.
I love that.
So he tells, like, finds everybody, like, Mr. Lincoln, you got to go to the theater.
Listen, if we have a black president, we got to use it on ours. That's fucking hot.
Lincoln's like, shoot me in the head. He meets Gandhi. Do you know, like, Gandhi was a racist? That's my favorite story.
Of course he should have been. He should have been a racist. Anybody have more right to be a racist than Gandhi?
No,
the fucking British coming in.
Against black people.
Yeah, I believe that. Against all people. Indians are the worst racists. Indians are some of the worst racists. I have white girls I could date with racist parents.
That ex-girlfriend of yours really got to you. That ex-girlfriend of yours.
No. She was great. But Indians are racist. It's shit.
Yeah, no shit.
And you know why? Because racism is inherited in some ways by motherfuckers. If the British was so brutal on those. Indians took a beating. They still take a beating. But they took a beating from fucking Great Britain.
Well, doesn't the very idea of a caste system would means that prejudice is baked into the society, right?
Yeah.
So that's their idea. Also,
yeah, they ran with it.
Look, everybody's it's really tribalism. Mm-hmm. I was watching that Merchants of Doubt movie. Did you see that? About these guys they hired to be fake scientists to say there's no climate change.
Oh, I know. I didn't know about that.
Well,
movie.
Michael Shermer, who writes for Skeptic magazine, used to be a climate change denier. And then he looked at the data.
Only white people can claim they like titles like that. I'm a climate change denier. But he, and that'd be on a, it's like,
well,
nigga,
just a title they have. So
you a nigga who said it ain't gonna rain today?
All right, for lack of a better word. He fucking, but he looked at the data and was like, oh no, it's a real thing. So now all these people turned on him that are like, Obama lover, you fucking, why don't you go to Barack Hussein Obama?
Oh, is that the movie about how the media creates all,
you know,
these
guys they hired to do this.
And, but the media is complicit in all the bullshit in the world.
Well, they reported on the fucking Star Wars guys.
The Iraq war is just as much the media's fault as it was the Bush administration's fault.
And also all of our fault.
Good point, too.
After 9/11 happened, I was like much younger, but I remember being like, oh, good. I hope somebody somewhere brown blows up because these motherfuckers, something. Mm-hmm. They're all the same kind of funny hat on their heads. Mm-hmm. Like, I had that kind of mentality.
Yeah, a lot of people.
They shit outside.
They couldn't have done that. If they didn't have most of the country with them, it's not just that we're all pieces of shit.
That's very true.
You say the media is equally to blame for this stuff. The media is completely in on it. They are part of it. They are owned and operated by the CIA and other unnamed letter agencies. And, you know, and even when they show, like, if you lied undeniably, that's it. Your reputation's ruined. But CNN was caught. They were in Iraq. You know, they're being bombed. They're wearing gas masks. And it was exposed that they were on a roof in Atlanta with a green screen. And nobody gives a shit. And they still believe everything they hear.
Well, you know what? The thing is, I agree with you to the extent that the media isn't on it. And I think the media serves a corporate interest, and they're giant corporations themselves.
Of course,
and they promote.
I mean, they are.
They promote war, and they promote. But when you take it to, it's the CIA, and then the whole thing was fake. Then it's you don't need to go that extra mile for there to be a conspiracy.
I don't
there
go
to
that
be
extra
some,
mile unless the proof is there. You know, the entire wars are based on false flag operations to keep fear in the world. And you know, they cannot go.
Do you
and
think?
Attack.
Wait, hold on. Do you think that they actually have to come up with plans to keep fear in the world?
Yeah,
do you
that's
think
a great point.
Would
yeah.
all just start getting together if it yeah. weren't for the
if
it,
people,
no good
if people
CIA
rose, if got their were able to raise their vibration out of fear. They would be an all-powerful force that the elite would not be able to control, and that's the whole plan.
But I think, the elite controls them without creating the fake moon landings, is my point. Well, is that they just do it more organically and more naturally than that, than creating these.
You don't have to make up a thing.
Yeah,
people,
exactly.
They went
making
to war.
Up a thing. I don't mean you.
Listen, I don't mean you. I think you do want to believe. But I don't mean you. Mm-hmm. I'm saying they don't have to make up all this elaborate shit. You don't have to be that smart to fool everyone. People are dumb mm-hmm. and fucking violent.
People
and they're
are
afraid.
Dumb.
And it's not, they're just going to be like that. So all you got to do is pander to them. They went, listen, let's say there's no fucking conspiracy. We went to Iraq after Osama bin Laden mm-hmm. for fucking some bizarre reason. Like, if they were going to lie, revenge. Wouldn't they say Saddam Hussein blew up the World Trade
right,
Center?
Right.
They didn't even have to do that.
They didn't have
because
to do that.
I was like, go blow someone up with a turban. I don't so give a shit.
And also, if you in a way, if you say right. if you say the Bush administration was behind 9/11, in a way, you're letting them off the hook because to me, it's much more damning that it was negligence and them being asleep on the job and them not paying attention to what was really going on.
Yeah.
To me, that's like more damning than the fact that they might have been involved with making it happen.
I don't need
that theory for me to disdain them and
let me ask you a question. You are doing a beautiful job at parroting what the mainstream media has told us what happened on 9/11. What if I told you right now?
What am I parroting?
You're telling this all has been discussed in the media. Let me ask you a question.
Wait, thank God David showed up, by the way.
Let me ask you a question. If we were told that 19 hijackers hijacked 4 planes and crashed them. All right, so where are the hijackers?
Well, they were in the
where
planes.
Where are they now?
They were in the planes.
Where are they now?
They're fucking virgins.
They're all fucking virgins, right? So what if I told you
they're getting
that,
pussy like
that
they never
more
got
than 10
right
of them
now.
Are still alive today?
Uh-huh.
Proven. Just look it up. Just look up 19 hijackers alive. The BBC, CNN, all reported on it. They stick it in our faces. Saudi Arabia was going to sue the CIA and the FBI or whatever agency it was. For defaming their citizens. These guys are still alive today.
What?
The hijackers, at least 10 of them, are still alive today. Look it up. It's right out there, but people don't care. They won't look, and when they do look, they're like, oh, well, fuck
David,
it, I'm going to have a beer.
David, hold on. Don't you think some of this could be, some of these people kind of look alike?
No.
Whoa.
That's racist, man.
Whoa.
No, it's just inbreeding.
It's okay. He's racist.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And the only...
Wait, hold on. You have a picture of another guy with one eyebrow you've
the
had?
The only reason...
The
only reason to believe the 9/11 story is because you haven't looked into it with a logical thought at all. All right, let me give you one. Here's a simple one.
What's the logical thought I'm not having?
So
I don't understand
here's one.
That.
Think about this. Tell me how this could happen. The hero story was the guys on the Shanksville Flight 93 that the let's roll guys. They took over the plane. Here's the official story. And let me tell you, if I put this in a movie, it wasn't related to 9/11, that the plane crashed so hard into the ground that the ground liquefied and swallowed the entire plane, wings, body, engines, people, fuselage, everything.
The Pentagon
swallowed
one?
It so deep that it's unrecoverable and they haven't recovered a single piece of it
I
to this very
day.
I
never heard about that.
Of course you haven't heard of that because the mainstream media isn't going to
No, but that's a bullshit
it, but that's
thing
the truth.
Wait,
are you
though.
Talking?
That's the
wait,
official story.
Is that
but
the
I
Pentagon?
Never heard that official story.
No, the Pentagon is a whole other story. The official story on the Pentagon is the wings and the tail folded back into the fuselage. The entire fuselage went into a hole smaller than the diameter of the entire plane and then the fires were so hot that it vaporized. Right? Meanwhile, it didn't burn the office furniture and the books that were exposed, but the plane vaporized.
So you're saying what? No one was on the plane?
I'm saying there was no plane.
There was no plane that crashed in
Shanksville. There was no sign of a plane. If you look at the early reports of the Pentagon, the reporters saying there's no sign of a plane crashing anywhere near the Pentagon. And the plane that crashed, that was supposedly crashed in Shanksville, was supposed to hit Building 7. Do you even know about Building 7?
Yes.
Look, okay. Dude, wait, hold on. Listen.
I feel a field trip coming on, Kurt.
Yeah, I don't know.
Check it out. Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole on Facebook. Check it out. All the information's there.
Do check it out.
We're exposing the big 3 on Facebook.
I honestly got one to replace Caitlin. I want to replace Caitlin with David so bad right now. I mean, talk about a boon to the show of David coming on. God bless David for coming on this mic.
Right.
Here's the thing. I don't really know jack shit about engineering. And you know, you could tell me how much steel melts. Mm-hmm. And you say you do, but... You know, you also know the earth is flat. So I'm just like going on the averages
this
of like.
This is my favorite insult. You're so stupid, you probably think the earth is flat.
But until
you look into it, I have a video. It's called 200 Proofs That the Earth Is Not a Ball, and none of them can be debunked. NASA has a video called 10 Proofs, the 10 Reasons We Know the Earth Is a Ball.
Is this NASA or BuzzFeed?
At NASA, the Nazi organization from Project Paperclip, that all 10 are completely debunkable.
Yeah, NASA is a joke. I agree there.
That no one's been into space. There's no satellites. There's no space station. We've never been to the moon. None.
How do our cell phones work?
Do you think your cell phone's connecting to an actual satellite?
No, I think
how come whenever we send a hot air balloon up to video to take pictures of the Earth, it loses the satellite signal?
Wait, you're into ballooning?
We put up.
You know, Gavin.
we put up high altitude balloons to show that there's no curvature, but the GPS loses signal as soon as it gets to any height. Why is that? GPS, it's supposed to be satellites. It's the Loran system. It's a radio-based system that I had when I was a kid before cell phones that worked. It showed me exactly where I was by putting numbers together on a chart, showed you exactly where they are. Computers came out. They put in a digital overlay, and they called it GPS, and they said that there were satellites. You know, Arthur C. Clarke was supposedly this big visionary who came up with satellites. That was just the predictive programming. So when they came up with satellites, they were like, oh, my God, he's right, instead of like, you're out of your fucking mind.
Wow, you see how these pile up? You got 20 things on top of each other. Surely one of them maybe just happened. One of them.
I'm looking for one. I'm telling you, we live in a world.
I
forget who it was. The CIA director said, as soon as everything the American people believe is a lie, then we have succeeded, and we are at that point.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Sounds like me on a date.
Yeah.
What about, are you, I don't even remember, were you a David Icke?
David Icke?
Were you into that shit?
David Icke.
Explain who he is first.
David Icke is a guy that came out that said that our leaders are reptilians, and he came out with a lot of good stuff. And you know what? He is out definitely on the fringe of reality of what's going on, and I like him. I'm not going to say what he's saying is real.
Like, okay.
What about all the loved ones and the relatives and of friends of the people who were killed on those planes?
I'll answer that.
That's a good question.
Out of the 3,000 people that died on 9/11, over 1,500 of them don't have social security numbers, and none of their family has yet to step up and claim any of their belongings or whatever, or say that they're family members. So those are obviously fake names. Mm-hmm. I had two friends. I live in Greenwich, Connecticut. A lot of people in my town work on Wall Street.
Wait, two
of
them friends total?
I had two friends that worked in Cantor Fitzgerald, which was the floor that lost everybody that was above the plane crash.
My friend Steve Renazzisi was
and
there.
I used to say that my friends died on 9/11, but I've changed it. I said my friends are gone since 9/11. I don't know
Where
if they're
they?
Dead. I think they're dead, but I can't prove that.
Where do you think
dead.
They went?
I don't know. I think that everybody at Cantor Fitzgerald was compromised. Financially, these guys were making way too much money. Young guy, he was looking to buy an $80 million house in my town. So no one makes
what?
That. Yeah, there, nobody,
I'm glad he's gone.
Nobody makes that kind of money without being compromised. And I believe that the entire firm was compromised, and they were forced or willingly participated in the 9/11 media hoax.
Now, do you go into Illuminati and all that, or are you too?
Well,
white?
You can put any name you want. The Bilderbergers, the Council of Foreign Relations,
the Masons, the Illuminati.
Hold on, Sherrod, he's on to us.
Slow it down now, goddammit.
By the way, can I just put this out?
Guy, what about the guy who was a producer on Frasier who died on
9/11? Oh, yeah, on a plane.
He might have. I don't know. I don't believe any planes crashed anywhere. Maybe they took some people and killed them. I don't think so.
He's in Pakistan right now.
I don't think they're allowed to kill people.
Mm-hmm. He's on Pakistani Frasier right now.
I think that they're moving people.
It's a great format. It works in many countries.
It works.
Okay.
It's 9/11 was a theft of human consciousness and of brain power, where they took these people that disappeared, that and they are living either underground or in another place that we don't have access to for the future world after
what?
The collapse.
What? What's behind? Ann Coulter's house?
I think I riffed this movie on Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
Denzel in it?
By the way, I've said this before on the show, but I just want to put this out there to any Illuminati. Like, I'm really into your organization, entry level.
We appreciate it.
Be happy to hide triangles and shit.
You have to get on your knees and pray to Satan and sell your soul, and then they will come.
Well,
we've all been
way ahead of you on that, buddy.
Can you tell Satan the answer already?
We're in show business. Come on.
Do you believe in God, though?
They don't take black people.
Do you believe in Satan and God?
Sure,
that's a great question. That's
Jay-Z
a great question.
Kanye's in. Jay-Z and Kanye's in there.
Yeah, well,
a lot more people.
They're not going to be doing well eventually. Yeah. They're going to pay for what they've done. I my entire life, I'm in my 50s.
You didn't like the Gray album?
I'm actually 52 years old. I'll say it. And for my entire life, I've been an atheist. I've never really found a religion or anything. But after I discovered the truth about the nature of the world that we live in, and that the world is flat, and that we probably live in under an enclosed dome, I do realize that there is an all-God creator. I realize that there is a creator, and that the reason that they're lying to us about the ball earth and the flat earth is because they want us to feel like we're an insignificant speck in an infinite cosmos, and that there is no creator, because that keeps our power away.
So flat wouldn't be a creator if we had a flat planet?
No, we are on a flat plane.
So why wouldn't they want us to believe that? Like, we can't believe in a God if
because,
it's a flat
because if you knew that there was more out there and we have access to it, you wouldn't, you know, like if you put a lion in a cage, he wouldn't be happy. But if you put him in a big safari park, he'd be really happy. And if he came to the fence one day, he would see the fence, he would turn around, go back into the woods, and he'd still be happy because it's big enough.
Right.
But humans aren't like that. If you found out there was a wall and there was something behind it, there's no stopping you. It's just like the Truman Show. When he found the wall, he had to go through no matter what.
So everyone who's ever worked on anything space-related ever, I mean everyone, Russia, here, China,
they're
all lying.
Russia, China, the U.S., they're all one. There's no war. There was no Cold War. It's all complete horseshit.
I believe that.
The it is very
why
compartmentalized.
Why would you believe that?
There are people.
Why on earth would you believe it? All right.
Why would I believe the Cold War?
How many skirmishes
was worse?
Were there between Russia and the U.S.? How many battles? How many?
That would
anything?
Be a hot
Nothing
war.
Nothing ever happened.
That's what
Nothing
a hot
ever
war.
Happened.
Yeah, so a Cold War is more
upset,
of a,
answering your question.
Upset at somebody? That's
answering
a Cold
your
war?
Question
that's
about
exactly
the,
right.
the
that's
all
why
the people
they call
that work
that.
On space.
So you can't put a degree on it.
There are people.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Sharad just said the Cold War never happened. Is that what you're
talking about? No, I said they tried the degree of the Cold War we are misinformed about. We don't know how close we came. There was like, we came seconds away from, shut the fuck up. We didn't come seconds away from
okay,
anything.
We do know, but that's for another show.
How do we know we came, because somebody
all
told
the,
us?
Yes, lots of people. It's common knowledge, well documented from many, many
that
sources.
From what day? What when?
Oh,
when?
I'm not.
Tell me. The Cold War was between.
If you give a shit, Google 70s, it. What 80s. Am I supposed to fucking establish history? I'm supposed to prove it. Google it. What do you want?
Your answer about people that
is incorrect.
Did anything about space, it's very compartmentalized. There are people that build parts for satellites, that build satellites, but it's very compartmentalized. That satellite never goes up into space. When you try to find any rocket that launches, it goes up and then it turns on its side, and we're told that it's wrapping around the Earth to break away. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. It could just go straight, but it goes up and it comes down in the Southern Ocean or in the protected land of Antarctica,
so
which surrounds
zero.
Our
why
world.
Do they, I don't know why do they do that, though? What, why zero, why go through
way.
All this trouble of creating?
Because
why not just send it up into fucking space?
Because there is
isn't
no space.
Easier?
You can't get into space.
You know? Isn't it easier just to send
wait,
it up into space?
Why can't you get into space?
Because if you look in the Bible says, and I would if anyone quoted the Bible to me a year ago, I would just tune them out, but the Bible says that there's a firmament over us, a dome, and there appears to be a dome, and there's lots of proof of it. If you want to, like, this is crazy. You shouldn't believe anything.
Wait,
but if you want to find out, go to deepinsidetherabbithole.com, and on the top right, there's a link that says, "Is the Earth a ball?" Watch the videos there, and before you get halfway through, you will know that the Earth is not a ball.
That there's a dome over the Earth.
My balls is.
I used to not, but when I first discovered flat Earth, I couldn't quite believe in the dome. But now, through my research,
who put the dome there?
The creator, God. This is a designed world, whether it's physical or not, whether it's a projection from another dimension, I couldn't tell you.
How much does God look like Frank Conniff?
A lot. Let's face it.
Frank looks like he should have a cloud hat.
I have the cloud, and I get internet from up here.
By the way, my favorite Cold War story, when they all finally got all these like classified documents from Russia and shit, Stalin, when he was at the height of when you couldn't say no to him,
right?
He wanted to make an army of half man, half gorilla super soldiers that didn't need to eat a lot. And so all his scientists had to work on that. And because they couldn't tell, by the way, gorillas eat like a lot.
Kurt,
like,
we're
all
trying
day.
To have a conversation. Would you not say crazy shit, please?
Yeah. When they found out. Also, Russia.
We're having a rational conversation with this guy over here.
Oh, my God. This is the most amazing.
So good.
Yeah, this bonus podcast really worked out pretty good.
Let me
But is it a bonus podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I'm trying to find a conspiracy.
No, people are going to love this, dude.
Are we even here right now?
Are these even microphones?
Sherrod never made it. I spoke to Sherrod. He said he never made it to this taping.
Hold on. Sherrod, you're on the phone.
Why was Sherrod late today? He's never late.
Never late.
And yet today he was late. What does that mean? Is this a hologram we're looking at right now?
It's really Godfrey talking. Nobody took the time to check.
All right, well, that's a good show, man. I don't know.
I mean, it's damn good. Like, it was time to wrap it up, man.
Yeah, David really brought the fucking heat at the end of the show.
He really did. We got to get David back on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Anytime.
He gives us better news than Caitlin does, I must say.
I didn't even get started. Check us out on Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, the number one podcast next to Race Wars.
There
maybe slightly higher, but who
slightly
knows?
Slightly lower, yo. What are you whatever. Don't come on in disrespect. You're worse than a conspiracist.
Yeah. Well, that actually is a conspiracy. I made it up.
Okay, there you go. Well, right. Thanks, man. Yeah,
well, I got to make a report to the Lord High Eternal of the Illuminati and change my lizard skin.
Wait,
he's not a lizard guy.
This show's called Race Wars? I thought it was called Race Horse. I never should have come here.
No. Don't worry. It's a racist program. And
it was a horse.
Don't worry. You came to the right place.
Cold War. Shut up with that Cold War stupidness.
Just me and all. Credible historians. I wrote PJ.
But Cold War in itself is something that you can't judge.
It's a term.
How hot or cold it is.
Right. Well,
so it's all what you say it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and what they say it is is a Cold War.
A lot of it was invented threats that the powers that be were creating.
Yeah.
Yes.
That part, you see,
it's
that's why.
But
that's why
bullshit.
With you, I don't.
That's why
I can see there's stuff that we're fooled about. But it's like real stuff that's rational.
Yeah.
That I don't need to talk about a dome over us for me to think that there's a lot of like nefarious stuff going on between powerful people.
So,
you know?
So am I on here?
Well, yeah, but listen, we got to say this because
all right.
Tune in next week for another Kurt and Sherrod argue about something they agree on, but Sherrod doesn't understand it.
Kurt really thinks Kurt's so dumb. Kurt is so dumb.
Tune in again, too. We're all saying the same thing except David for some reason. Yeah, Inside the Rabbit Hole, which is a good I do listen to it. Yes. That's why I knew to bring it up to David. David, thank you, man.
What's in that fucking backpack? A survival kit? Nigga, what do you know now? That we
is that your go bag?
Like a go bag.
Is that a flat earth go bag?
There's a water raft inside that fucking bag.
But David delivers every time.
He's going home on the A train, which is a fake, by the way.
It's not a real train?
No, we've never had trains. You can't go under the earth.
Especially when it's flat.
You see what I got to put up, though, with Frank? You see what I got to put up with? That's a dum-dum.
Are you talking about me?
Yes.
We're done? All right. That's another Race Wars. Thank you. Oh, you got anything, Frank?
Oh, yeah, Frank. What you got?
Promote your show, man.
Anything coming up?
I've got Trace Beaulieu from Mystery Science Theater and myself are doing shows in Denver, the Alamo Draft House, in the middle of November, and then in Cleveland. And then we're doing San Francisco Sketch Fest. And my next episode of my podcast, Podhouse 90, is coming out in a couple weeks.
Okay, all right, nice.
Cool, man. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Let me mention that I got this TV pilot Wednesday. We need an audience. Manhattan Center, 7 p.m. Me and Christian Finnegan, unnamed TV pilot. So come through, 7 p.m. at Manhattan Center, 3311 34th Street.
And also, I forgot to mention my show Cartoon Dump in Astoria, Queens, which Kurt is going to be in the next one. Yeah, yeah. Monday, November
2nd.
Why
the white man go first? Why he got to be on there first? Why ain't on there, Frank?
Yeah, Frank Sherrod.
I'd love to have you on.
Yeah. All right. Come deal with me.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just assuming ever. All right.
Great one.